Oh, Kyle, I don't think you could have picked a better song to describe Nancy here. Nancy from Windsor Business Networks is joining us now, and it's good timing for this segment. We were talking to Sean earlier from Wesby Rewards about increasing customer loyalty and Windsor customers saving money when they shop local. And now Nancy, who is well-known in the business community, is going to share a few tips as well. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Rebecca. I'm really glad to be here.
It's good to have you here because we're trying to get people to shop local and stay in Windsor and really promote some local businesses. And you, like I said, you are well known in the business community here in Windsor, so you are the woman to talk to.
Oh, awesome. Okay, well, I'm glad to share whatever I have. I rely a lot on some of the other business professionals in our area to kind of gauge which direction to take things and how well we're doing around here. And it's really nice to be here to talk to you about it. And I heard the segment about the Wesby Rewards, and I'm really excited that's coming to Windsor. I'm excited that it's grassroots in Windsor, starting here and probably going to be taken beyond Windsor, Essex, I have no doubt. It's a great idea, and I look forward to being part of that somehow.
Yeah, like especially with like the business point of view and customers saving. And I like talking to you because you, as I mentioned, you do know everyone. And do you find that the business community is sort of close-knit, that a lot of people get together and share ideas and such?
I do. And I don't know if I'm biased because we do have networking meetings once a month. The second Thursday of every month, we do have networking meetings. And I get to meet a lot of professionals. So I might be biased in my thinking because I think they're all great people and they all contribute something. So I don't know. I think if I had to stand back and take a look at everybody objectively, I would probably come to the same conclusion. They're all a really great bunch of people. They do talk to each other. There's cross-communication, cross-promotion. Everybody's really eager to work together. I very rarely encounter people who, you know, don't really work well with others, or people who might do something that will affect their own business and others' business in a negative way. Those are very rare instances. Everyone else really works well together. They bring a lot of great ideas into the community. I don't know. I think if I had to be objective and pretend I don't know any of the people I do know, I would still come to the conclusion they're a great bunch and they like to work together.
Yeah, I think you're right because I sit here in my booth here in the AM 800 studios, you know, and I'm trying to get out and shop local more and meet more business owners and such. And one thing I have found is that business owners seem to have a lot of pride in what they do.
They do, especially in our city. It seems like we aren't the kind of people that stand up and say things very loudly. But if you look around, you see that we're speaking loud and clear with what we're doing. You know, there's a lot of flag waving in other countries, and the Americans are really great at that. You know, they have that loud exuberance and everything. We don't have that. We're a little bit more subdued, but we're a lot more enthusiastic about what we do. I find if you just go around, we have a lot of pride in the products that we produce here, and there's so many talented people. I mean, every time I turn around, there's two or three more coming to my attention, and I think, wow, like we have a very rich community with all the knowledge and all the artistic and crafty people around. We are destined for great success. We just need to, you know, bring more of this to light. Let the rest of the world know how great we are.
That's true. And actually, one of the things that makes businesses nervous is competition. But you say there is such a thing here, especially in Windsor, as healthy competition?
Oh, absolutely. I'm finding a lot of the people working together. People who come in here and they say, oh, wow, you know, how do you feel about the competition down the road? And at first I was like, what competition? And they're like, hey, that's really great. I'm like, no, seriously, who are you talking about? And they'd point out this shop or that shop, and I'd be like, oh, wait a minute. No, there is no competition. There's things that they offer that I don't offer and vice versa, I know I send people to them.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, because you can't be all things to all people. Mm-hmm. So you have to pick and choose what your product line is. And working with other people, it's very easy for me to say, no, I don't have X, Y, and Z, but I know so-and-so two blocks down the road does.
And you know what? As a customer, I love it when stores do that because it shows how friendly and knowledgeable you are. And just because you didn't have what I was looking for that day, that will make me come back to you more often.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Because I did have a family from Ohio a few weeks back, and you know, I went through showing them everything we have in the store because I take a lot of pride in the companies that I have in my retail center. And I was showing them through, and they said, well, where is there a good place to eat? So I pointed out the restaurants immediately around my retail center. And I said, okay, if you want this kind of cuisine and so on. And they asked a few more questions, and they were off on their way. They said, oh, we'll come back and have coffee here when we're done eating. So usually that kind of tells me, okay, they're leaving. They're not coming back. Hey, you know, enjoy Windsor. Thanks for coming here, that kind of thing. Well, you know, they did go have lunch just down the road. Then they went two blocks west and had picked up dessert at a cupcake place. And then they walked in the doors and they said, is it okay if we eat our cupcakes here? We came back for the coffee. And I was like, fantastic. That is so rare. It happens, but it happens rarely. And I was so happy that they came back and they told me about the wonderful meal they had. And it was kind of nice. And they had a great experience and they're coming back. And they came all the way from Ohio. So I've had Michigan people in here. So we do work well together. And as far as competition goes, healthy competition is always good.
Yeah, and I think what might do it too is that it helps build trust between the business and the customer. Because if you go to a business as a customer and you say, hey, you have this, and they're just like, no, and they don't help you out, you're not going to respond to that very well. But if they do help you out, then it shows trust, it shows faith, and you're more apt to want to support that business.
Well, that's really good to know. I was reading about the owner of McDonald's who took it into the empire we know it today. And they were saying that he's an overnight success. And when they mentioned that to him, he said it took him 30 years. That's a very long night.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, that is so true. You don't realize that you're successful until someone points out, hey, wow, you're so-and-so or whatever. And you're like, really? You know, I'm just doing what I love. And when they asked him about why he's successful, he said if he had a brick for every time he repeated the phrase quality, service, cleanliness, and value, he thought he would probably be able to bridge the Atlantic Ocean with them. So it kind of boils down to those elements, quality, service, cleanliness, and value. And if you can provide that to everybody that walks in your door, whether you have the product or service they want or not, that's a great start. Because you're helping other people in your community. And like you said, you become a memorable person that is helpful. And they're going to come back to you. They're going to say, you know, I know you might not have this, but if you know where I can get it, I'm sure you'd be the one that tells me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really good to have that kind of rapport with the public. And it's really good to refer people to other places, especially in your own community. We're all working towards the same goal, I think.
Yeah.
So it's kind of our guest speaker was John Harvey, and he was talking about thinking big, how we can go from just helping our community to bringing more people into our community. And I took a lot of that to heart, a lot of what he said I took to heart, because I thought we need more people coming into our community to find out how great we are. And if everybody works together, like I said, it's good to compete. I can say my coffee is just as good as someone else's coffee. Come on down and taste it. Try it for yourself. Try theirs. Try mine. You know what I mean? It's okay. You can say one is better than the other.
That's true. And by the way, Nancy's coffee is at the Mashup Cafe on Wine.in. I haven't had the coffee, but I've had the hot chocolate. It's pretty good, so I'll say that.
Yeah, we have really good. Actually, we went through some trial and error. We did try out a lot of different coffees, and we came, we asked the customers, we said, okay, we're trying a new coffee for this week or whatever. And we did find one that works well for our customers. It's not the same as what other people serve, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's sometimes what you need to stand out. Now, actually, that might answer my next question, because I wanted to ask you if you have any competitive strategies that you can share with us, and that seems like a good one.
Well, as far as that goes, you have to know your products. You know, strategies, I mentioned McDonald's, and of course, strategies have changed since the 50s. But as industry, competition, demographics, and conditions change, so do the strategies. Sometimes the strategy to move is to move away from being the lowest price competitor or maybe changing your locations. But the primary focus should always remain on consistency of product and service, community involvement, and visibility. You need every one of those elements. You have to find what works for you specifically, but it's all the same elements that work for every business. It's just more of one, less of the other. It's gauging exactly what your company needs. And you should refer to your business plan often to find out if you're on track. You know, are you going in the right direction? Do you need to redo your business plan and tweak something? So it's just constantly changing and evolving until you get that formula that works best for you and your company.
That's some good advice. And coming from Nancy, too, who runs the Windsor Business Network, you know you can take it to heart. Why don't you plug your website, Nancy, for Windsor Business Network?
Well, it's WindsorBusinessNetworks.com, as well as MashupCafe.com. And we are very active on Facebook, so please visit our website, WindsorBusinessNetworks.com. Join us on Facebook. If you're looking for a job, we post jobs every day. Usually in the morning, I spend a couple of hours looking for work, and I go all over the internet looking, and I post it on the Facebook, hoping that we can get you all the work. And for the small companies that don't have retail space, we can provide you with retail space and handle all your day-to-day operations for you, hoping that we can incubate you into a bigger company so you can have your own storefront and hire people and put more people to work.
Nice. Well, Nancy, thank you so much for joining us this morning and sharing some really good advice with us.
Thanks, Rebecca. Have a great day.
You too. Definitely appreciate that. And make sure you check her out.